If you missed the Bill Clinton years, you're ready to go back to the 90s. I'm your bump and grind host, Darian. After the break, we're going back to Sunday, May 15th, 1994.
Did you know that we have American soldiers who are being imprisoned in their own country as a result of Middle Eastern wars? These forgotten heroes need you now. Please go to FreeOurTroops.com. That's FreeOurTroops.com. And make a small donation to help us campaign for presidential pardons for our heroes. With your donation, you'll also receive a chance to appear as an extra in the movie Mad Dog 5. Again, go to FreeOurTroops.com and become their hero today.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Another 90s moment. It was Sunday, May 15th, 1994. Country legend Eddie Arnold Henderson turned 76 years old that day. And I'm sure he celebrated like all the rest of us do. We go to our local Olive Garden and have dinner at 4 o'clock p.m. Then shoot over to the mall and check out a matinee. New in theaters, Bruce Lee's Baby Boy, Brandon Lee in the film that would make him a breakout star, The Crow. All for One had an 11-week number one hit, I swear. But Eddie was more concerned about giving props to his other country brethren. Shenandoah had a number one country hit, If Bubba Can Dance, I Can Too. And as dear old Eddie settled in for the evening, he fell asleep in his favorite chair watching the CBS primetime lineup of Murder, She Wrote and the CBS Sunday night movie, My Beast. We miss you, Eddie. Catch me tomorrow on another 90s flashback.